So the Gemara Daf Lamed Amud Aleph. So the Gemara says that Elul Dvarim Shadim Yotzei Ben Yidei Chavasa BePesach Bechitim BeSarim BeKusmin BeShifun BeShibula Shibola Shul. Okay. Yeah. Shibola Shul and Rashi is what is oats, right? Is oats. Okay. Shifun is what? It's chitim wheat. I don't know. Kusmin is spelt, and shifun is rye. Rye, right? Yeah, right. Okay. And shibola shul is shibola shul. It's the gemara daf lamed hem at all. So the gemara says, "Hani in these five grains are good for matzah. Or is v'dochan lo? Menohani mili. I'm Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish. V'chein tana debei Rabbi Yishmael. V'chein tana debei Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov." Amar krola sochal olav chametz shivas yamin tochal olav matzos. So sochal olav chametz dvarim aboim lidei chimutz adam yotzei ben yidei chavasu b'matza. So sochal olav chametz shivas yamin tochal olav matzos. So the matzos are something that the bol de chimutz yatzu elu shein boim lidei chimutz elu lidei siracham. So everything else doesn't come to chimutz, comes to siracham. Okay, rats, whatever.
That's an exhaustive list of emotions that you could, nothing new could be added.
Nothing new could be added. Even if we found another grain?
Yeah,
I mean, that would not be Bali de Sirachan.
It
would seem to say, Aaron's question is, would a red is on?
Yeah.
Aaron's question is, that let's say you found another grain that comes to chimutz, would it be good? From the lashon of the Gemara of the Mishnah, I mean, it would seem yes. Yeah. Hani, yeah, Amar Shem Ben Lakish. The chain tan the beir Rishmal, the tanaim. Lasol dvar mabon lechimutz, adam yotz meinech was a matzah. Yotz uelo shem bon lechimutz. So it would seem yes. It would seem that anything that leads to the chimutz process would be good. So if you found another grain some place in the world that has the exact identical chimutz process, so that would be good too. And that would also be called lechem. It's an interesting thing. Because that you can bring a raya from Yochanan ben Uri. Because Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri says, so the Gemara says, Masnisin de lokra Yochanan ben Uri. Da'ama oreis min dagan ho. Because he says, oreis, either it's translated rice or millet. It's min dagan ho. B'chayoven al chimutzo koros. Desanya. Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri osa ba'oreis v'dochon v'nesha karv l'achmetz. Okay? All right, so take a look. Yes, so Rashi says, he means if it's a tafshil, because in a tafshil it'll become chametz. Yesh mefarshim l'menachos, mishum dekol menachos bo'as matzah. So they're saying, Rabbi Yochanan is saying that you can't use that you have to be careful when you use arz v'dochan that it shouldn't become chametz. So he says, "V'shibushu v'emin chabal lechitim, v'chsiv solas chitim tasa also, chutz minchas omash ain abalas orin, v'chein minchasota, u'pshita de dochan lo." So man polagalei the riachan b'ha, or mi matir, because you can say riachan is saying that you can't, that you have to be careful with arz v'dochan that shouldn't become chametz. Everybody knows you can't use it altogether. So no one's matter altogether. So yeah, okay. So Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri holds that Arz V'dochon is good. Mimnei shekarv lahachmetz. There's a funny Gemara here, because the Gemara says Ibayelu shekarv lahachmetz the kadam lahachmetz or duma karv lahachmetz havi chametz gomel lahavi. He's not sure about Gemara Bayan in Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri's position. Does it mean shekarv lahachmetz? The kadam lahachmetz means that it's quicker to be machmetz, or no, it means it's close to chametz, but it's not chametz gomor, and Rashi says that you won't be onish karis. Chametz gomor lo haviv nachmina de ain onish karis, v'machlo b'shogeg ain mevi karbon. Okay? But it's a funny gemara, so the gemara says, Toshma, Tassanya, Rabbi Yechamanui, Ariz min daganu, tachayav anachamutze karis, v'adim yetzubayedei chavasav pesach. Right? So I mean, so the Gemara is saying, so you see that, so you see that you chayev karas. So if you chayev karas, you can't say that it's karav lahachmetz. You got to say the first position, that it's kodem lahachmetz, right? But look at the Gemara. The Gemara had had karas before also. Masnisin lakar biyachamanuri. The ama always mean dagan huva chayev lahachmetzah karas. The sanya biyachamanuri also bars the dachem neshar karav lahachmetz. So what is the Gemara bringing in the toshma when we just had it before? Funny Gemara. But the answer, I thought that was one. The answer is like this. The answer is when the Gemara first said, the Masnisin Blokar Yochan Menuri, the Oma Aures Mindoganu Vachayavan Achlimutze Chorus, that wasn't the words of Rabbi Yochan Menuri. That was Stamma de Gemara was saying that. And it says, Desanya, and I'll prove it to you, because Rabbi Yochan Menuri also borrows Vedochim Neshakar Vlahachmetz. So that proves it's going to become Chomets. Then the Gemara says, Ibailu. Who says no? Maybe it's not chayef karas. So then they bring in the sanya omar Rabbi Yochanan ben Menuri oris min dagan hu v'chayav nachum mutzakaras. I couldn't figure it out yesterday because it looks like first Gemara is bringing that memory. Gemara is saying the sanya, so it looks as a raya. So now what do you ask me to buy it for? But the answer is that was stamma de Gemara, and then later the Gemara brings in the omar Rabbi Yochanan ben Menuri. Yeah.
The Gemara already says that you thought.
No. The Gemara brought in these chayef karas because that's what some of the Gemara thought, and the Gemara thought it was a raya from the sanya of Yechem Menuri Osa Bars of Dachunesh Karav Lahachmetz. So the Gemara learned Karav Lahachmetz means it's machmetz right away. So the Gemara said, "Bailo, one second. Who says that that's what it means? That Karav Lahachmetz means that it's." Going to become chametz quicker? No, maybe karav lahachmetz means that it's close to chametz, but it's not real chametz. Okay, then the Gemara has to bring in tashma to sign it. That's what this Gemara learned. We'll trick you a bit. Okay, all right. V'chein hoya Rabbi Yochanan ben Menuri karmis is chayev is b'chala. And Rashi explains the min dogan havi vavka v'chalas lechem ksiv bo v'gomar lechem lechem ilechemoni b'menachos b'per Rabbi Shmuel or is nami lechemu. According to Rashi, orez is millet. According to Tosfos, it's rice. So, but whatever it is, doesn't matter. It means he learns a din lacha. Okay, but you see, he includes a lot of things because he goes on. Amar by a sheets nisa. My kamish is Amar by a sheets the mishtakras meini kal nisa. Amar Rabba Baruchan. Amar sluggish. Oh, no, sorry. That's it. Okay. So Rashi says that what is this sheets and so? So the first one, I looked it up. Nyla is fennel, and the other one is a type of a ryegrass. Type of a ryegrass. But the main idea is that it'll include anything that has the properties just like rice. It's like rice or millet. Okay? Yeah. So the question is, what is the machlekes? What is the machlekes? It sounds like a machlekes and metzias. That's the difficulty here, because the chachamim say that they're masrichim. So it's not chametz. And what did Rabbi Yochanan ben Menuri say? No, they're not masrichim. I mean, it's hard to find a way to make sense out of the Gemara. I mean, Tanaim don't argue metzias. One look and say, no, that is masrich. No, that is not masrich. What kind of machlekes is that? So. What we wanted to say is that the machlokes is, you see, now the Abaye fits in a little bit too. The machlokes is like this. See, the question is, and you see that Rabbi Yochanan ben Menuri, whatever he's going to say about rice, he's going to make it into real lechem. He's going to make it into real lechem. So Rabbi Yochanan ben Menuri, see, what makes bread is really Lisha and Esau. I mean, Afi is the final process. But the Lisha and the Esau, because you see, Meireishis Arisos Sechem Chala Tarimu Truma. So the Esau is really what is special about, unique about bread. So Rabbi Yochanan ben Menuri's position was as follows, that any time you do Lisha to a substance, and the Lisha does something, changes the product, that's an Esau. That's an Issa. Okay? It's an Issa. It's Lechem. Okay? So, of course, you could do lisho with anything, and that's why they asa the kidneys, because they used to take peas and grind them down and make them into flour and do lisho with the kidneys. But kidneys, he would not say, is lachem. And the reason is because there, the lisho doesn't really accomplish anything other than to intermingle the ingredients. But by rice or millet and those other things that he mentions, over there, it's really not just the process of lisho where you're mixing it up, but you actually, the lisho accomplishes something and produces a new entity. It arises, it changes. There's a change. So Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri says, what difference does it make which change? I mean, you have no right to distinguish. As long as it improves the entity, and the entity is subject, the plant is subject to lisho and to an isor and to afia. It's subject to these processes. So that's lechem. That's defined as lechem. So he wouldn't have any problem going around the world to find a different place, find a something else that people eat, that they do lisho and they do afia isor, and make an isor and they do lisho and afia. It would be lechem according to him, 100%. 100%. Yeah. Now you're right. Make a paste. Magavel is just to make a paste. But if you do it with the right ingredients, you're gonna. But whatever. Okay. Right. So.
There's no such thing as a dough by those other substances. It's just a mush. That's not dough.
That's right. That's not a dough. That's right. But a dough is something that undergoes processes that change it, it rises. So that's Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri Shita. That's what he holds. Anything that undergoes those processes is considered to be treated just like any other lechem. Okay? But the Chacham disagree. Why do the Chacham disagree? Because the Chacham maintain that lechem is only those things that have a specific chashivos of lechem. I mean, and it's true in reality, it's true, because you see, like the Egyptians were the first ones to produce, invent bread. And there was something which was so chashuv that people used the loaves, were used as money, as currency. So the chashivas of lechem is, there is a special, unique quality to the dough, the lechem that we have. So the Chacham say that that's what chametz is. Chametz is something which has the chashivos of a specific chashivos of dough. And that's the only thing that's an isa. An isa is not simply determined by processes. It's determined intrinsically by a certain chashivos. It's a unique chashivos that became known to the world at a certain time. That this process produces an unusual type of ochel. And that's only in the 5 grains. That's why they say that losochel lof chametz, shiva siam tochel lof matzos, dvar ma'boim l'dei chimutz odim yotzom yidei chavos matzah. So only those things which come to real chimutz, which is the specific process that we recognize and we value as being an unusual phenomenon. So anything else is not lechem. Is not lechem. So that's why they say it's born with seirachem. It's not a, it means seirachem means that's not the process. That's not the, doesn't have the chashivos. It's not the same thing. It's not the same thing. Then they don't mean to say that nothing is bad. That's why they reject it. What they mean is it does not partake of the chashivos of lechem. The discovery of lechem was a very big thing, and the whole world really was changed by it, the part of the world that was able to enjoy it. I mean, a special, unique kind of an ochel, and that is the thing which is chametz, and that is the thing where, by preventing that process, you have matzah. You have matzah. That's the machlokes. Yes, sirachon is an enhancement. Yeah, so you can't say sirachon is no good because why are people in that crazy? Why are people eating this now? Why are they doing lisha? They're troubling themselves to do lisha and to produce an isa, to do afia. I mean, why are they doing it? So the reason obviously is it is an improvement. And Rabbi Yochanan Ben Uri maintains it's the processes that determine lecha. Anything that goes through the process of lechem, that people put through the process of lechem, that is defined as lechem. The Chacham say no. It has to be a very specific kind of a quality food. And if it doesn't have that, if it's not that, so then it's not, doesn't qualify for lechem.
Rebbe?
Yes.
Yeah, we're asking a guy who's an expert in it. Really? It rises just in the process, and then it collapses.
Because it doesn't have the gluten. No, so apparently the minig was always to use those five. But Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri held that what's the five? I mean, he used five because those are the ones that are best. But Rabbi Yochanan said, what are the five? What really makes it the lechem? What gives it the din? It's not these five. It's the fact that it's the process. That's what Rabbi Yochanan said. So you see, a Tana has a right to think into an area and to define it. I mean, even though everybody's knowing that only those grains. I mean, apparently that's a Masorah, and they only use those grains. But that doesn't exclude you from saying that unless you had a Masorah specific to exclude you, the fact that this is what was used doesn't mean it's the only thing. Doesn't mean it's the only thing. Can't use anything else. And you can look at the underlying definition, and you can say this is also good. It's an interesting thing.
No one has a case of a mixture.
I mean, you see the pure originality of a Tana to just look into the thing and say what the underlying definition is, and it'll apply to these other things too. Even though they weren't matzah, even though they weren't matzah, they have a right to do that in Svara. Interesting thing. Unusual machlekes. So what's the abaya? I mean, the Gemara proves that it's not karav lahachmetz and chametz gomel lahavi. But what was the abaya? What was the abaya? Apparently, the question was: did Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri take into consideration the fact that there is a qualitative difference? That there is still a qualitative difference. You can't compare a loaf of bread with rice bread. So that was the question. In other words, it's true it's schimutz because schimutz takes place whenever you have lisha and afia, and you have an isha, you have lisha and afia, you're gonna have schimutz. But do you differentiate and say that's not the real chametz that you onish karas on? The onish of karas is only on a quality chametz, or do you say no? So what do you say? No, that each min is, if it, when it reaches its ultimate process of chimutz, that's where the anish karas is relative to the min itself. That's the question. Is the anish karas relative to the min itself, or the anish karas is totally in the hanos agavra? If anish karas is totally in hanos agavra, so then you'll only be on something which is really, which is high quality chimutz. Because you can't say Rabbi Yochanan doesn't distinguish. You can't say he doesn't distinguish between high quality chametz and low quality. So the question is the Anish Karas on the high quality? The Anos Agavra on the chametz is a special Anish? Or the chimutz process is relative to each min? That's the Abaya. And my answer is no, it's definitely relative to each man.
It's like a culinary.
Well, further. Yeah. Okay. Tough, okay. Amar Rabba Rachon, Amar Shlokesh. Isa Shenilusha B'yayim Hashem and Udvash, Ein Chayoven Al Chimutz or Koros. Okay. Ein Chayoven Al Chimutz or Koros. Yeah. So, I mean, at first sight, it would seem that he holds that May Paris is Machmitza. Is Machmitza? Is machmitzen. That's where the Gemara holds. But for some reason, you're not chayev al chimutz akoros. So the Gemara tries to explain it. Yes, Rav Papa, Rav Huna Bereid, Rav Yeshua, Kamei, Rav Vidi, Bar Avin. Yes, Rav Vidi, Bar Avin, Kamei, Nam Neim. Amalei, Rav Huna Bereid, Rav Yeshua, Rav Papa, my time at Rish Lakish. Amalei, Damakro, Lo Socha, Lov Chometz. Devorim, Shadam, Yotze, Ben Yidei, Chavoso, Bematzo, Chayav, and Al-Chimutz, Akoros. Lo Socha, Lov Chometz, means on a carbon Pesach, should need Chometz, Shivas Yom Tachol, Lov Matzos. So Devorim, Shadam, Yotze, Bohen Yidei, Chavoso, Bematzo, Chayav, and Al-Chimutz, Akoros. The reverse. Right, the reverse. Vasocha lov chometz, shesem tocha lov matzos. Before we said dvar mabon lechimotz, yadim yasvim dechavas matzah. Now we're saying the reverse. That there's no iser chometz if there's no kium of matzah. Strange formula. What?
No chiv
karas. No chiv karas. Does anyone distinguish between karas or it means it's mutter? Doesn't really. More doesn't really say clearly, and it's a good. It's a good point. It's a good point. I was wondering about that too. If it means it's easy to learn, there's no karas, but that it's awesome. It's awesome. So v'ho v'in odem yotzo boyedecho vaso davile matza ashira ein chayov en al chimutza karas. Okay, so the question is, I mean, what kind of a svar is this? It sounds like a very strange svar that. What does one thing have to do with the other? I mean, you can't be yotze matzah with matzah ashira. Okay? So you can't be yotze matzah with matzah ashira. So what? So that's a requirement in achilas matzah. So what does it got to do with chiv karas? So that's why, what? So even though there's chimutz, but it doesn't matter because you can't be yotze matzah. Matzah has special requirements, and if it's loshog with yayin shemen udvash, so you can't be yotze achilas matzah. So that's why it can't be chayef karas on the chametz. I mean, if it's real chametz. And the Gemara over here, assuming it is real chametz, it does become chametz. So why shouldn't you be chayav karas? What does one thing have to do with the other? It doesn't fulfill the requirements for matzah, but how does that help you with undoing the chayav karas with this chametz? I mean, this is chametz. Chametz is chayav karas. What difference does it make? Because if in this same situation, it wouldn't be chametz, and I try to use it to be yotze matzah. I couldn't be yotze matzah. Yeah, because matzah is lachamoni. Separate lachah, lachamoni requires lachamoni. Where do you see that chametz requires lachamoni? I mean, the first definition that you have to say, and the first move that you have to make here, I mean, just, I don't have to call it definitive, descriptive, whatever. But the first, just what is he saying? He's saying that in order to be chayef kares, the chimutz has to be the mafkia of the lechemoni, of the kiyum of achilas matzah. The chimutz must be the mafkia. So if it's nilusha b'shem yayin shemen udvash, so it's not the chimutz that's the mafkia. It's the matzah shira that's the mafkia. So the chimutz is not the mafkia. I mean, that's what he's saying. But the question still is why. Okay, so we want to say like this, that in achilas matzah is a kiyum of ashbosas achilas chometz, because matzah is the privation of chimutz. But, so, in achilas matzah, there's a kiyum of ashbasa, of being mushbas from achilas chametz. So, that would fit in very well with the gra that he holds, that there's a kiyum every kezias matzah eat. So it's ashbasas, it's a kiyum of ashbasas achilas chametz. Because matzah is privation from chimutz. But that's only if you only have flour and water. But if you add different things to it, So now its aim is not manifest. It's not simply an inhibited chimutz, because there are other elements there. You have other elements there. So it's a separate food by itself. It's matzah shira. It's a separate food. It doesn't represent inhibition from chimutz. It represents a completely different culinary object. It's a different object. It's a matzah shira. What?
So the primary substance of cake is not the primary substance. The primary substance of klamis was bread. So cake or cookie is not bread.
It's a different thing. It's a different substance.
Isn't the inhibition of the process that makes it bread?
In other words, matzah ashira is not suffering from an inhibition. Because it has other... It's ashira. It's matzah ashira. So when you have lechem oni, so then the lechem oni is really suffering from the fact that it was prevented from reaching lechem, real chametz. But where it's matzah ashira, you can't say that it's deprived from chimutz. I mean, it has qualities of great value. So because it's ashira, that's why it must be lechem oni. Lechem oni means that it's lacking. It's an entity which is completely lacking. So what is it lacking? It's lechem oni. What is it lacking? It's lacking chimutz. Stop the process. But if it's matzah ashira, you can't consider it something that's lacking. It's not defined as something that's lacking, because it's ashira. It's on the contrary, it's something which is a good food, delicacy, good food, and it's very tasty. And it's true, it doesn't have chimutz, but it's not defined as being deprived of chimutz, because it has its own qualities, and its own qualities are qualities that are of value. It's matzah ashira. Okay? So that's why it doesn't manifest the hashbosas chametz. It doesn't manifest the achila of matzah shira does not manifest hashbosas chametz. Okay, even if it doesn't reach chimutz, Okay, so the iser of koris on chametz is where the person. Yeah, is where the chimutz destroys that thing in which there's a kiyum of hashbasas chametz. In other words, where the chimutz process destroys that thing which would fulfill the kiyum of hashbasas chametz. So then you chayev karas. But where the chimutz process doesn't do that, it's just chametz, so it's also b'achila. I don't think Mar means we went to b'achila. But you can't say a chayef karas, because you didn't the chimutz did not destroy an entity with which you could fulfill hashbasas chametz, which through its achila you fulfill hashbasas chametz. So therefore there's no chayef karas. Okay, because the Rambam says that you can't have the halacha, you can't have matzah shira. Rambam says the whole day. Can't have matzah shira. But what's the psul of matzah shira is because there's no kiyum in the achil of matzah shira of hashbasas chametz. Because you can't define the entity as an entity which is in privation of chimutz. So, because it has other qualities. So that's why the Gemara thought that if it has other qualities, the chimutz is not a chimutz that's mafkia. The maisa of achilas matzah, which is mashbis the achilas chametz. It's just you're not eating chametz. But there's no kiyum in that achila of hashbasas chametz. And that's why it can't be yotzi with matzah shir or belayla rishana. Because there's no kiyum of hashbasas chametz in matzah shir. So that halacha, the concept will remain. The only thing is that we paskin. We don't hold like this because we hold Yechayev Karas anyways. Because we Yechayev Karas of Chametz per se. Not by Chimutz that destroys the Kiyum of Hashbasas Chametz in an entity. So, but this explains why, this Gemara explains why Matzah Shira is no good. What's the concept of Lechem Oni? Lachamoni means that which is deprived of chimutz. But if it has other qualities, you can't call it deprived. I mean, the deprived is, in other words, if it's it has nothing else, then it's in a state that is missing. What is it missing? It's missing chimutz. Okay, that's lechemoni. That's what it means. Oni, poor. It's deprived from chimutz because you stopped it from attaining what it naturally would have attained, and that's why it's lechemoni. But if you add other ingredients, you make a cake out of it. There is no intrinsically you can't view it as something which is deprived of chimutz. Chimutz didn't happen. Also, it didn't happen, but it has other things. But that would explain why matzah shir is not. In other words, where there are other qualities, where there are other qualities, other ingredients in the Esau, so then it obscures the lack, the absence of the entity. The entity is removed from being an entity of absence. Okay? It's removed from being an entity of absence. You can't define it as an entity of absence. If it's not defined as an entity of absence, then there can't be any kiyum b'achilasa of being mushbas from chametz. There can't be a kiyum b'achilasa of being mushbas from chametz. So since you can't have that kiyum, so you can't be yotzei the mitzvah's matzah. Okay? And the only thing the Gemara that we hold. We actually hold that way. But apparently the Ram holds Yom Rishon. Apparently the Ram holds the same thing in Yom Rishon. That on Yom Rishon you need Zichron Lachamoni. So you can't even by Yom. Then she's wrong. But anyways, but
you also put it in terms of lush.
In terms of lush, yeah. And in other words, what you're saying is that the that you're once again the what?
Like saying is a good thing in not having chametz on its own.
Right.
Really, it should just be that it's
I mean, you're taking away from the matzah, which is showing that there's abstention from chametz.
Right. You're saying it could be abstention from chametz in the product that's
right.
Part of this product.
Right. That's right. That's right. I mean, it reflects. It takes away the zichron lachamoni from the matzah.
Right.
Takes away the zichron lachamoni from the matzah. That's right. That's very good. That's very good. That's what Rambam says. Zichron lachamoni. That's very good. Zichron lachamoni. In other words, it takes away, according to the Rambam, if you eat matzah ashira on the same night with the achilas matzah, it takes away from. It's very good. It takes away from the zichron lachamoni in the achilas matzah. Because it looks like you're just having different types of foods here that are not chametz. So maybe, like you said, maybe he just wants to have the matzah. But he has another product that could have come to chametz and didn't come to chametz. So it reflects on the matzah itself that it just so happens he doesn't have chametz because he has another product also that. That it wasn't a bole de chimutz, which had nothing to do with privation. So you can't have. There must be zichron lachamoni. Must mean that the gavra is in a state of privation, and the matzah represents completely the hashbosas chametz. Okay, that's good. So the Gemara refutes it from the halacha that. Well, unlike Rashi, I mean, the Rabbeinu Hanan is easier because he learns it's in the Chafetz. But Rashi learns that it's Himchuva Gomo, by Himchuva Gomo on Chametz, he's on Ishkaras. But if it's Matzah, ain't on Yetzidech Vasa Pesach. Why not? Because Rashi says, because it's not the Derech. Ain't Adam Yetzidech, Delav Derech Achila Kachel. So apparently for the Kiyam Achilas Matzah, you need Derech Achila. So the question is, how does this disprove what the Gemara is saying before? The Gemara is just saying before that what are you chayev on karis on a chametz that's mafsid, an entity which represents hashbosas achilas chametz. spot over here, this is a different story. They're just saying that you could eat the chametz and the iser achilas chametz. There's no specific tzura. Anyway, you chayef karas. And himchuva gamo, like Rashi says, it comes to tell you that gemiya kachilo lechayvo. So, but the reason why you're not yosei lechavas with Pesach is because it's ain derech. It's ain derech the law of derech achilah kachalai. I mean, what's that got to do with the Gemara before? I mean, you have to be ochel it in a way that were it matzah, you'd be yotzei.
It's not this machiv anyways.
It's not this machiv anyways. Now you're right. And Rabbeinu Chananel would be good according to us, because Rabbeinu Chananel says that it's talking about the kikar. That the same kikar, if he's in chul, he kikar v'mashke v'gomo, and chametzuan nefkaris and matzah he ain't on yotze the dechvas of pesach the kivan she pisaso kamin she siso yotze mitaras lechem. So v'hocha pasamochi ain't yotze by dechvas of pesach because so it's not the chimutz is not going to be one that will be mevatel the kiyum of hashbasas chametz. Because it's not Roy anyways, Fresh Boss's Chametz. But according to Rashi, you have to reinterpret. So according to Rashi, I mean, you only have one choice. Rashi apparently held that the Gemara held, L'sochel of Chametz, Shivasim Tochel of Matzos, means that the Koveya for the Isser, Achilas Chametz, the Chayvo Koris, is the Kiyam Mitzvah of Achilas Matzah. The Kiyum Mitzvah of Achilas Matzah is the Koveya. Whatever would be valid for the Kiyum Mitzvah of Achilas Matzah, if you do that with Chametz, so then you'll be Chayef Karas. I mean, that's what Rashi has to learn. It's just a halacha that the Vosochel of Chametz Shivazim and Tachel of Matzos, that what is the Koveya for the Karas of Chametz? The Kiyum Mitzvah of Achilas Matzah. So any way that you could be Mekayim the Mitzvah's Matzah, if you do that, if you do the same thing with Chametz, then you're going to be Chayef Karas. It's a different halacha. So, alright, so Danny Wolf wanted to say that the pshat is that the Issa Karas, I mean, because in Rashi, the problem in Rashi we're left off with, that it's not just halacha in the Cheftz, it's halacha in the Maisa too. And what's that got to do with it? So, Daniel wants to say that the Isser is to replace the matzah as the lechem of the week. To replace it. The Isser is to replace it. So, therefore... So, the Isser is to replace it. So, in order to replace it, it has to be the same thing. It can't be matzah shira, because that's not the lechem for the week. It's really lechemoni. Shivas yom tachol of matzos lechemoni. It's the pasuk. Shivas yom tachol of matzos lechemoni. So the iser is to and also the derech achila. So if you're replacing the lechem of the week, so you have to replace it in terms of its identical substance. That's simply flour and water. And also, you have to replace it. It must be a replacement in terms of it must be equal as an object. And also, it must be in the same manner. So, derech achila is required in order to replace it. Okay?
There's no derech achila during the week. Like, for instance, there's no mitzvah during the week.
That's true, but you could say that the derech achila, I mean, derives from, there is a certain, what's wrong, why aren't you yotzei the mitzvah? Because it's not derech achila. So derech achila is an intrinsic property in the lechem of the week. If it's not derech achila, then it's not, it lacks in the terms of the lechem. I mean, it's not a hazar. Okay. I was trying to work out another svar, which my son helped me out a lot with. The svar that we started on Shabbos, that... the koveya is the the koveya is really, in other words, what my son is saying is like this, that chometz is different than other machalsers. Like other machalsers, the substance is awesome. But by chometz, it's not the substance, it's a unique phenomenon. It's a unique phenomenon of that's tied to matzah and that's tied to a process of chimutz. It's not like she'or mecholos asuros, because it's only usher on Pesach, and it's the iser derives from a certain relationship to matzah. It's a different kind of an iser. So when you do the mitzvah of alachilas matzah, what you're being koveya is you're being koveya. I mean, the two pshatim do meet somewhere. I mean, but it's a little different. That when you do the mitzvah alachilas matzah, it's not simply mitzvah alachilas matzah, but you're being koveya the lechem of the week. You're being koveya the lechem of the week. So that's why it says shiva lasochel of chometz shiva siyam tochel of matzos lechemoni. So the lechem of the week, you're being koveya through. I mean, there's a method of being koveya the lechem of the week, and the nature of the isra chilo by chorus has to follow the same exact pattern of the. Of the koveya of the lechemoni. In other words, like this: the issue is to be koveya chometz as the. It's not that you mafkia the matzah. The issue is to be koveya chometz as the lechem of the week. That's the issue. Now, how are you koveya chometz as the lechem of the week? So you have to follow this halachic system which was established by matzah. Now, how do you establish matzah as the lechem of the week? So it's. It can't be matzah shira. It has to be derech achila. So that's the way you establish matzah as the lechem of the week. The chi of kares is to establish chometz as the lechem of the week. But the establishment of chometz as the lechem of the week has to follow the same lines that were already established in terms of rendering the matzah the lechem of the week. In other words, it must follow the exact same system. So there's a system through which you establish matzah as the lechem of the week. That's the kazayas achilas matzah, and that renders it shiva siyam tochel of matzahs lechemoni. So that's how you establish matzah. That's the method of establishing matzah, and it can't be establish it through matzah shira. So the issur by chometz is to establish chometz as the lechem of the week, and it can only obtain its properties of issur from one source. The same source that establishes matzah. Because it has to be parallel. So whatever you're going to have in matzah, you're going to have over here. It's a little different svar. In other words, there's a method the Torah used to establish matzah as the lechem of the week. And that method is fixed in the mitzvah sachilas kezayas matzah. Okay? And in that method, you can't do matzah shira. And it must be derech achila. Now, when the Torah establishes an isser of establishing chometz as the lechem of the week, so it has to follow the exact same properties that were established by matzah. It must. So therefore, derech achila is just as significant as matzah shira, because you can't deviate from the method of establishing that was already kavua in the achilas matzah, because the achilas matzah is the koveya shiva siyam tochel of matzahs lechemoni. So it means it's koveya the lechem for the whole shiva siyam. So now, if you want to be koveya chometz, you must do it in the exact same manner that the kviyas of matzah took place. Because it has to be parallel. Because chometz, there's two types of lechem. There's lechem that's aser and lechem that's mutter. The lechem shel mitzvah, which is matzah, and the lechem shel iser. So the lechem shel iser must follow the exact same lines if you want to establish it. Otherwise, it would be incongruent. You see, it's a different svar.
It should be also that, right?
Yes, the lasser. Because that's called metzus. Yeah. But for karis is where you're establishing the chametz as the lechem of the wheat. So still chametz, right? That's right. That's right. That's right. That's right. Right. So how do you establish chametz as lechem of the week? It's zelu mazeh. I mean, you must reference matzah because matzah was established. So you must reference the same system that established the matzah. You must use the same system in establishing the chametz as the lechem of the week. Yeah, because every mice of achilas chametz, that's what the iser is. It means now he's saying this is the lechem of the week, even if he only does it once. He doesn't have to do it many times. I mean, how many times do matzah? You have to do it once, and that's it. So every achila is an achila is a statement that this is the lechem of the week. That is true. I mean,
that's had the same function in the Suda.
That's true. In order to be mafkia the matzah as the lechem, which is kavua for the week, for the Shiva Sayamim. So in order to be mafkia, so you must use the same entity. So you can't use matzah shiro because you're not mafkia matzah. And it must be derech achila, because if it's not derech achila, so that's not the way to be mafkia. I mean, the way to be mafkia is derech achilasa. And that's why you're not yotze. That's why you're not yotze to kezayis, because there is a derech achila for matzah. So that would make sense. The thing is, and the other story we're saying is that it has to follow the methods of establishing which the Torah created. So there is no such thing as a matzah shiro kvias, and that's why there's no such thing as chametz shiro being kavua. So the only thing you can be kavua is that which the Torah established can function has a method of kvias.
So, you mean because there's no kvias because it's not matzah mitzvah?
Because the kavua is matzah.
So shivas yamim talk about matzah.
Talk of matzah slachmoni. So the kaveya is just pure matzah. You can only have a kaveya of pure matzah. But for whatever reason, matzah shira is no good. But there is no kaveya on matzah shira. The Torah didn't establish a method of being kaveya matzah shira. Whatever the reason is why it's not good. But there is no method.
When you say there's no method, you mean because there's no mitzvah?
Right.
I mean, because you only have, it's only mitzvah, there's a kvias as far as mitzvah's matzah of lechemoni.
Of lechemoni.
That you know for sure.
Right. Shiva Shem Tachol of matzah's lechemoni. So why do you say Shiva Shem Tachol of matzah's lechemoni? Why not Shiva Shem Tachol of matzah's lechem ashira? But the answer is because the koveya, this was koveya, the lechem for the week. And the Torah didn't create a system where there is a kvias on matzah ashira. There is no such thing. Halachically on Pesach. So therefore, the only koveya is on lechemoni, for whatever reason, I don't care what the reason is, but there is no method, there's no such thing as matzah ashira being a lechem for the week. It's only lechemoni. So therefore, the issa chametz is to render chametz kavua for the week. So you can't have chametz ashira because there's no such parsha as being koveya chametz ashira. Just like there's no parsha of being koveya matzah ashira. You must, in order to have the Easter chorus, you must utilize the same methods that were used to establish the matzah, the lechem for the you must use the same methods. But the same methods means it must be the same chefzos also. If you have a chefz that doesn't what? Oh, because the method of establishing is it has to be derech achila. Why is matzah's mitzvah no good? Because if you don't do it, if you don't mea, because it's not derech achilasa, and derech achilasa is kaveya, and you can't be kaveya if it's not derech achila. So it'll be the same thing with regard to the chametz. But if it's not derech achila, it can't be kaveya.
Maybe.
Yeah.
But does it have to be derech?
In other words, the only difference between chametz and between matzah is in the chametz process. That's the only difference. So that's why you can participate in the kvias. But once you have another difference already, it can't participate in the kviyas of matzah. See, the only difference that there is the chimutz. And that, the Torah is saying, is also to be koveya. But where is it going to get its method of kviyas from? From the same thing that was not, that would not have been chimutz. So it gets its method from the substance, from all the properties of the substance besides the chimutz. So it has to follow exactly the same method. But once you make it a different object, it has no base to draw from. Where's going to get the kviyas from? The property of kviyas, where's it going to come from? See, its kviyas is really from the matzah. That's the kviyas.
It's very close to matzah.
Because it's the exact same thing as matzah, except for it went beyond and became chametz. So it's the identical object, with the exception of the chimutz. So therefore, all the processes that apply when the Torah gave the Issacharis, it says, don't do what you're supposed to do with matzah. So the process of, the very process of establishing losochal of chomet, shivzim tochal of matzah, I mean, the pasuk says very nicely, that you can't establish with chomets what is established with the matzahs of lachamani. So it doesn't matter why matzah shira is no good, but the fact is there is no kviyas of matzah shira as the lechem for the week. So the chometz shira has nothing to fall back on to participate in the process of being koveya. Yes. In other words, no. What I was asking is how you correlate both those opposite formulas. That dvarim sheban lechimutz adam yetzidei chavasa lepasach. And vice versa, that you're not going to be chayav karis unless you could have been eating mekai in the mitzvah of matzah. So which is dependent on which? Matzah dependent on chametz, or chametz dependent on matzah? It sounds like going two opposite directions. But the answer is that in terms of the chefetz shel matzah, you can't have a chefetz shel matzah unless you have chimutz, because matzah is dovar shenishma mechimutz. Okay, but now when you have the chefetz shel matzah, and now there's a different, now there's a whole different system of being koveya the matzah for the lechem of the week. Okay? So then we say that you can't have an issa chorus of chametz. There's an issa chametz. Without an issa chametz, you can't get matzah. Okay? But that's the chefza. But now we say that in order to be chayef chorus on chametz, you're only going to be chayef chorus if you establish it through as the lechem of the week. Now, where are the means of establishing? Where are they? The means of establishing are matzah. It participates in the establishment of matzah. Okay. If the svar is good, I think it's a little bit cleaner. May Paris ain't machmitzah.
By the way, Rebbe?
Yes. But this really doesn't have to do with the gro exactly. Because just because he's saying that Shiva Siyam Tachal of Matzos, Lechamoni, so it means that that's Kavua, the Lechem for the week, but it doesn't mean every time you eat it is a mitzvah. What makes it a mitzvah is that the idea that when you eat matzah, you're refraining from chometz. So it's like Meniya me chometz, bekum vasei. So that's a mitzvah. It's almost like you have a mitzvah like the Achronimus. You have a mitzvah every minute you don't steal. But over here, you would have it. Here, you would have a different kind of a kiyum that you'd be monei yourself. It's like meniya biyadayim from chametz. So that would be a mitzvah. Different kind of mitzvah.
Right.
Okay. That's right. According to the Gro, you would not be Mekayim that mitzvah by matzah shira. What? All right, so we're doing the Taisus. May Peres and Machmitz. Now, let's chayef kars get amin in behedja. Ain't chayef chumitz kars. Av Allah vispe. Why? Because it's chumitz garua. So since it's chumitz garua, it's not chumitz gomo. So kars, the full-fledged, so you can't give. but you can't get the full-fledged Issa. But an Issa Chametz is still there. V'samach nami amrinin ein loshin b'yayin v'shemen u'dvash v'im losh tisarif miyad. Okay? That's why. Because it's really chimutz, but it's not chimutz gomor. But with regard to sreifa, it's tisarif miyad. So you see that there's a lav is bo, but karas not. V'rachom nami da'amri te'ochel. So even the Rachom say te'ochel is ha'inu mishum shi'ochon l'shomra menachomets kishor isa. Avalakuli alma machmitzin. So Rachom amater not because all may peres say machmitzin. They all that is machmitz and it would be balav. But the only reason why I eat it is because it's yichal l'shomra. So we just ask one question: what is the Yechol Neshomer, is that a question of Metzius? I mean, what kind of, again, you have this sugi, you know, is very difficult because everything looks like a machlokes Metzius. Can you watch it? Can you not watch it? I mean, how do you determine? So Rashi says it's Memar, the one that says you can't, Rashi says, Memar in Lahachmitz v'yefshel Neshomer. Yeah, Rashi says the same thing as Tesis. Lev Achamitz Gomel, Achamitz Nuksha. Aviklom Ra. Those are chimutz heim memar and lahachmitz v'yeshel shomra. Barachom amin de ochel legesar v'yeshel shomra. Bochel agasim miyad de mishinach latachmitz. Okay. No good brachos. So
what's the facts of the machlokes?
The facts of the machlokes are like this: that everybody agrees it'll come to chimutz, and apparently Rashi learning there's no mayim.
No what?
Mayim. It's just may peros. And may peros create a chimutz that's chimutz or ra.
Right.
And it's a chayav balav of nuksha.
Right.
But now you have machlokas, a sub machlokas under that. Since it's this inferior chimutz, but the inferior chimutz, according to one mandama, has one superiority. And that is that it's immediate. It can't be shomer. The other mandama says, no, this chimutz ra could be nishmar also, just like a chimutz tov.
Rebbe?
So the question is could you avoid the lav? That's the question. Yes.
I thought of
no, everybody else is Mal Achmetz. That's
right.
Correct.
Now the question
but
is...
the question is it Yechol Neshomra? That's the
did.
Question. Yeah, but that's only Lechatchila, Min Rabbanan. Meikra Din, I mean, you're allowed to do it. Just Zahiris. But since it's very difficult, so Chum said you shouldn't do it. Ain Lashin. But Midaraisa would be perfect. So that's the question. What's the machlokes? How do you define machlokes? Efshel shomra, efshel shomra. So we want to say that Tosfos gives away a little bit of the answer when he says kishor isa, because he didn't have to add those two words. He could have just said anishem sheichal neshomra nechametz. Okay, what does that kishor isa? Kishor isa means it's analogous. He's giving you a framework. He's saying it's the same framework as Shor Isa. So now already you see there's room for machlokes. There's room for machlokes. What's room for machlokes? Question is it Kishor Isa? Is it not Kishor Isa? Okay. So what is the question? So apparently the Chimutzo Ra is what causes the problem. The Chimutz Garua. Because in the Chimutz Garua, you don't go through qualitative stages in the process. In Chimutz Tov, so you have, that's why you have the, you know, we don't know what talks about Kanes Darkim and all these things. Because when the Chimutz is Tov, so then they're qualitatively differentiated processes. So Shmir is possible because they're recognizable. But over here, since you don't have those qualitative changes, but there definitely is a change, but the change takes place continuously, in a continuous, even manner. So therefore, according to one mandama, since it takes place in a continuous, even manner, so the first moment, it's memar lahachmitz, the first moment, that's already partial chimutz. That's partial chimutz, because it's a uniform process. It's uniform. So the beginning of the process should be just as much chametz as the end of the process. It's just this aschola. Can't differentiate. So that's why it holds tisarif. Okay? But the other mandam holds no. He holds it's true that it's a quantitative process, not a qualitative one, like by Chimutz Tov. But it still is measured by the Isa. It's still measured by the Isa, by a change in the Isa. So it's true that change doesn't have qualitative demarcations. But there is a change in the Isa, because that's why you do the Lisha. Because that's why it's chametz. You see? So that's the machlekes. Do I say? So he also, you could do Shmira. How do you do Shmira? If you do it in a way that you avoid the change in the Isa, which means, I assume it means you do the kneading constantly. You don't stop the leisha, because it can't be machmas while you're being lush. So therefore, you know that the property in the Isa was never arrived at. Whereas the other mandam argues, says, no, you can't say that. Why? Because he says, since it's a uniform process, the aschola of the process can't be differentiated from the end of the process. You don't measure by the Isa, you measure by the process. So that would be the machlekes tanoim. Yeah. So who holds where Gamliel holds what? Yeah. Shemuel holds tisarif, Nachum say ye'achel. Okay. Taisus Kishar Isa, Taisus explained the Chachamim that holds his Yachal Hashomro, because he holds it's only Chametz when it affects the Isa in a significant way, in a quantitatively significant way. So he holds, even though it's quantitative, it's still a din in affecting the Isa. Okay? And only when it does that is a Chametz, because you have to treat it, it has to be treated in its own framework. Relative to itself, this is its Chametz. So it's quantitative, so you don't have any lines of demarcation. That's true. You don't have, the only thing you're missing is lines of demarcation, which you would have in the qualitative chimutz. But it doesn't mean there's no chimutz in the Isa, like there's a chimutz in every Isa. Same thing. So you can't say memar and lachmetz. I mean, I'm sorry, you say memar and lachmetz, but you can't say that memar and lachmetz is going to give it a din of chimutz right away.
Certainly,
that's right. It's true it's Mamar Lahachmetz, but you don't say it's Mamar Lahachmetz, so therefore it's the inception of the process, and the whole process is also, so it's the inception of Isser. Because you don't measure it in terms of the process alone. You measure it in terms of the effects in the Isser, just like every other Isser. When are those effects clear? We don't know. But it's definitely the effects in the Isser. And definitely, if you do Lisha all the time, there's no effects in the Isser. No beneficial effects on the Isa. Okay? So Machlag is, you look at it from the framework of the process, or you look at it from the framework of the Isa, Kishar Isos. Okay? So Taisus Raya is pretty clear from Rava on Dachmem Amar Aleph that there's no problem with the kernels. He argues with Abaya, there's no problem with the kernels. Why? It leaves, the moisture leaves one kernel and enters another kernel. But the answer is, it's no problem, because what is the moisture? Meperis. Meperis and Machmitzen. So from this Gemara, you see clearly there was no, that the halacha is clear, eh, Machmitzen Klal. Otherwise, it was just a matter of being over a lav. So how could Rava say there's no problem? It's still Biyasa Bachila. So I mean, if there's a clear cut raya from there, can't get any clearer, that's Mutal Lagamri. That's Mutal Lagamri. So this much you could say, that in the machlokes of Mei Peres Machmitzen or Ein Machmitzen, Rashi Shita is that it's totally in the effects of in the Isa. Because that's why old Mei Beitzim is even worse than Mayim. So it's not even Mei Peres, because it becomes thicker than water. So according to Rashi, the determinant of Chimutz is completely the Isa. Completely the Isa. Yeah, and you can't say Taisus argues on the Metzius. All right, so we learned the pshat wrong. I think the Ran is more mashma this way too. That Rashi Suffolk, that we were in doubt over here. What Rashi Suffolk is, whether, not that it's over, it's worse.
better.
But it's better.
And also, Rabbeinu Tam Hayo Yodea.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, the run. So in the run, so you have to. So it comes out the opposite way. That Rashi wasn't a stopache if the May Beitzim is Ki'ilu Nilusha B'May Peros, because the Fishana Rashi is Sashim Lushim Beitzim Yosav Min Lushim Lushim Mayim. So that's why we should say that what? That it is considered. That it's not considered May Peros. Because it's Yosar Ovo Mishen Lushim B'Mayim.
Totally different phenomenon.
Yeah, because Mayim, you can't beat Mayim. Now, Mayim is the highest level of chemos. So if it's Yos or Ovos, then it's something else. Okay, it's Yos or something else, and that's how you have to learn it. But so the question is it considered? But is it considered May Peros? And according to Rashi, if it's May Peros. So according to Rashi, so you're not allowed to do it because ain't lashon, right? Because ain't lashon b'mei peros.
Oh, Rebbe.
Yes.
I found it in the sefer.
So Rashi says openly in the Pardes that when he means ovo, he means it's not chimus at all. So it's not considered mei peros. So what difference does it make? So according to Rashi, basically, it will come out that what if it is mei peros, it would be what? Well, it's melchus chamram gamliel, right?
Right.
Because.
It's funny, you know, Rebbe.
And Rabbeinu Tam himself holds. So why does Rabbeinu Tam? Why is Rabbeinu Tam mater? I mean, I know why he's mater because according to him, even if it's May Peros, it's in Machmitz and Klal.
By the Rebbe.
It's hard to guess these Rishon when they write very cryptically, but in the Pardes it seems it goes like the other way.
That's a suffix.
Is it worse? So that's a suffix. A suffix is it? That's why. Otherwise, it wouldn't make any sense. For Ben Tam, like Hetab Dabba, because if it's May Peros, the only shot is May Peros or not. So Ben Tam doesn't know May Peros and Machmitz altogether.
Yeah, they asked this question to Rebbe in Gemara Yerushalmi.
What? So at least we have the thing straight. Okay. What was Rashi Shaila? Not so partial. But Rashi Shaila apparently was like this, that since it's Ava Yosemi Mayim, so do I say it's not May Peros? It's even worse than Mayim. Or do I say that it's a different process, and therefore what? It's Mutar Lagamri. What? Apparently Rashi held, let's go back to our original Svara. So apparently you see from Rashi, that Rashi held that the whole chimutz is totally in the effects in the Esau. So that's good. So that's right. If it's more effective than Mayim, so then it's even worse chimutz.
Well, how could he then say it's not
chimutz? Because maybe it's a strange process that's not called chimutz. It's too strange.
It's like Mayim plus, it's too good.
The question is like this. The question is, will you have an effect in the Issa that's superior to Mayim? So do I say it's chimutz? It's super chimutz? Or do I say, no, Mayim, it's nothing. It's something else. I don't know what it is. In other words, I mean, It shows you one thing. The original Svar was correct. That Rashi goes by the effects in the Issa. But Rashi's suffix was, when you have a super effect, is that simply quantitatively a greater chimutz? Or do I say, no, that beyond chimutz, it's a weird process. It's a different process completely, qualitatively differentiated process. That's right. It's chametz garua, but it's a chametz chametz mula, right. So Rashi's suffix is, you always go by, but you see from Rashi, he discloses his position, that he goes by what happens to the Issa. By the effects in the Esau. But he had a suffix if you can have an effect in the Esau which is greater than the chimutz of Mayim. That was a suffix. Do I say that's Kavach Kolshken chimutz? Or do I say no, Mayim is the limiting entity of chimutz? And that's it. You can't go beyond Mayim. So it must be a different process altogether. Now it's chametz guru you can have, but can you have chametz mura? That's the question. But Rashi seems to go clearly by the effects on the Issa. What about Tosfos?
Well,
It seems when you put the Rashi together, I mean, the question is it May Peros? But if it's May Peros, it's worse than ordinary May Peros because it's over Yosem and Amaya. So then you wouldn't even according to the Chum, wouldn't be able to have Shimor there. So it would be completely Chimots. Or do we say, no, it's a different process because it's over Yosem and Amayim, so it's not Chimots at all. And that's why he says, that's our Ben Atam, Zal HaYodeh HaHetah B'davar. He knew a Heter that what? That it's a different kind of a process altogether. It's not Machmetz Klal. Okay, different process altogether. In other words, according to Rabbeinu Tam, the only thing, you don't have any chimatz garua. There is no intrinsic chimatz garua, according to Rabbeinu Tam. Right? I mean, it's chimatz is only one type of chimatz. It's chimatz b'mayim. That's the only chimatz there is. I, the changes in the Isa, that's not chimatz. There's no chimatz. Chimatz garua doesn't exist, according to Rabbeinu Tam. But the only thing is that he has, his chimatz garua is not intrinsically, if it's not mayim, so then there's no chimatz, no chimatz garua. But, and the only chimatz there is the chimatz of mayim. But if you mix something else into the chimatz of the mayim, so you could be megareya, the chimatz of the mayim. But there's no intrinsic chimatz garua. This chimatz is only one thing. It's only mayim. That's it.
Maybe you did have a side with it.
What?
Maybe he did have a son.
Very good. That's very good. No, my son's mind is very good. In other words, what was his shiloh with the egg? Because if he holds it, because that's not chimatz garua. That was the problem. You mean? So therefore he held that maybe, yeah, but he was yedeya heter. Right? What was yedeya heter? What was the heter? Maybe that was the same heter. The same heter. Only mayim. That only the chimutz of mayim is a chimutz. So his shita was, there's no, in other words, his yedeya heter must be based on this, that just like there's no chimutz garua, there's no chimutz mula either. And there's only chimutz of mayim. There's only chimutz of mayim. You have chimutz garua, it's only nuksha. That's because the may peros affect the chimutz of the mayim. So ayde taruvis, You'll be lowering the quality of the chimatz. So in other words, there's really only one chimatz according to Rabbeinu Tam. That's chimatz with mayim. But the may peros can effectuate the chimatz, reduce its quality, and by reducing its quality, it can also increase the speed of the process. And the shiloh with the egg was, is there such a thing as superior to mayim? And the answer is, he holds no. There's only chimatz of mayim. That's the whole thesis, basically. And Rashi maintains, no, that there's chimatz garua. That the effects in the Isa determine chimatz. According to Rabbeinu Tam, it's not the effects in the Isa that determine chimatz. It's simply mayim. How does that differ from Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri? Right, what? Because Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri maintains that Aris and Dochan are considered Mindogan. Are considered Mindogan. Why? And the Chayav Alam Karas. Why? Because there is a Chimotz by Aris and Dochan. So the answer is, according to him, each Min has its own chimutz, but in the heiminim you're dealing with a specific process of chimutz. So the question is, in the heiminim, do you say you can have it? See, in shaar dvarim you can have a chimutz garua because the minim, each min respectively has its own type of chimutz. But in the heiminim, there's only one chimutz that's appropriate for the heiminim. And there the question is, can you have a chimatz garua by not using mayim in the heiminim? Or the heiminim, the chimatz of the heiminim are only chimatz that's only for the chimatz of mayim. It's a different question. Right? Because now you're within that entity where mayim is the real machametz. So in that entity, could you say that there's a chimas geror? I mean, a chimas geror, which is relative to respective to the to the to the min. That's the question of Yechaman and the Chacham, because it's respective to this min. There, it has its own chimas. But now you, but once you have the heiminim, now you koveya the nature of the chimas. In the heiminim, Rabbeinu Tam holds there's no such thing as, because it's not chimutzo. It has its own chimutz. So that's really the svar of Rabbeinu Tam. That once you have the heiminim, why is mayim the only thing? Because once you have the heiminim, the only chimutz that you recognize is the chimutz that's kavur for it. It's kavur for a certain type of chimutz. So that's why the other chimutz is not considered related to it. That's it. Rashi would have to differentiate the other way. That the other minim, the chimutz, is not chimutz at all. But over here, in this min, you have chimutz, and the min, just because, the question really is, machlokes Rabbeinu Tam and Rashi really is like this. When you have a type of chimutz that's kavua, In this min, do I say that it's relegated to that chimutz exclusively? And therefore what? And therefore if you use something else like meperos, which doesn't bring about that chimutz, so then it's not going to become chametz. Because it's relegated once the chimutz is associated with this min, so now it's relegated exclusively to that chimutz. So now when you use something else, that's not its chimutz. That's Rabbeinu Tam. But Rashi means, however, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri holds that what? That's a different thing, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, because Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri holds that min has its own chimutz. So relative to its own chimutz, that's the proper appropriate chimutz. But if you have the hey minim, which have a chimutz relegated to them, so then, I mean, that becomes exclusively designed for that chimutz, and another chimutz is alien to the whole entity. So that's why I made Paris and Machmix and Klal. But once you mix Mayim in, now you're in trouble. Because when you mix Mayim in, so now you're partaking of its chimutz. But you're being Megareya, you're changing the conditions. But that's Rabbeinu Tam. That's really the main story of Rabbeinu Tam. That once you have a min that has a chimutz that's relegated to it, so you can't use another kind of chimutz. It's simply not the chimutz of the men. It has no shaychus to the men. So it's not its chimutz. Whereas Rashi maintains, no. That as long as what? As long as it effectuates a change in the Esau, so it's considered chametz. In other words, Rashi doesn't maintain that the hei minim are koveya chimutz of their own, which if you don't have that chimutz, it's not the issa chametz. In other words, the hei minim have their own perfect chimutz with mayim. But that's what they're all made for. But you don't say that excludes any other kind of chimutz. Is it the yavme peres? Also, and how do you judge the chimutz? By the effects in the pas. Whereas Rabbeinu Tam maintains that once the Heim Minim have identified with them a certain kind of chimutz, so this kind of chimutz becomes the exclusive chimutz of the Heim Minim. And if you don't partake of that chimutz, that's not chametz. It's not related to the Minim. It's chametz. That's the Machlekes. But they'll both have the problem of the Beitza. Right? Rashi will have a problem whether it's considered Meperos, and what was the Shalos? No, it was two different Shalos, the May Beitzim. According to Rashi and according to Rabbeinu Tam. According to Rashi, the question is it the process of Meperos? Or do I say because it's accelerated, or it's superior, so it's a different process altogether? That's one possibility. According to Rashi. Because Rashi doesn't have any problem with saying exclusivity. Rabbeinu Tam says there's an exclusive chimutz. So his shaila is, if you have an exclusive chimutz that's associated with the hei minim, and if you have a superior chimutz, does that mean that it's included because it is exclusive but superior? Or do I say the moment it's superior, it's already different, and you can only have one exclusive chemotz? That's mistamada why I held it was mutter. That's mistam why the svar was. That since the svar is that when you have hemin, they're relegated to their respective chemotz, and anything outside of the chemotz is not considered chametz. So if it's superior, that's not what it's relegated to. So it's mutter. So same machmis and call. Means they have to learn taste like this. That Rashi was misupik whether it was made peros or not. Is it something else, which is completely mutter? Or is it orders a common to the category of made peros? And Rashi held that made peros are machmitzen, and you have the problem of ein lashin. So it would be usher. But Rabbeinu Tam didn't have that problem because he held made peros as ein machmitzen klal. So even if it is meperos, there's no problem. But he had a different problem, because since he held that each of the minim have an exclusive chimutz, and here you have a superior chimutz, so do I say this chimutz will apply? So come on, Shmuel, he held no, it won't. Okay, Hanukkah is mentioning Yishalmi on the Mishnah where it says by Karmis that Rabbi Yochanan Ben Ari said it was chametz, and the Chacham said it's not. So they said, why weren't, they should go be bodek. So it says they were bodek. And Rabbi Yochanan Ben Uri was bodek. Was Rabbi Yochanan Ben Uri?
Yeah.
He was bodek and he found that it is chametz. And the Chacham bodek found that it wasn't chametz. So what's the pshat? Machlokes and Metzius. They had different experiments, different results. But the answer is, according to what we're saying, it's very good. Because the Chacham would maintain these chimutz if it participated in the real chimutz of the Heimina. If you find the new grain, they're not against that. But this chimutz, the chimutz garua, that's relative to a specific grain, that they don't hold from. So when Rabbi Yochanan was bodek, so he found it. There is a chimutz process there. So that's why he held it's chametz. But the chum held, they found there's no chimutz there because it's not the real chimutz that they were looking for of the qualitative chimutz.
Right.
So it works out very well. Why each one's experimental results were different.